理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Well, today we continue taking a look at the Sunshine Singers and we want to find out how they're doing right now. The title of this lesson is called Keeping It Real.
Hi everybody, my name is Steve. It seems each month, Vicki, that the Sunshine Singers have challenges to overcome. They may have a problem that they have to solve, and this month is no different. They want to keep it real.
That's right. Every month it seems like they come up against some obstacle or some challenge. And I think this is pretty typical of any young group starting out. They're new to the business. They have so much to learn. So it's not unusual for these things to happen.
Okay. Let's go into the reading now on page 32 in the left-hand column for Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real. At the Sunshine Singers practice space.
Excuse me, everyone. Shall we get started? We have a lot to do.
We can't start, Angus.
Liebig isn't here yet.
Does anyone know where Liebig is? She's already 50 minutes late.
Here she is now.
Liebig enters.
Hi, Liebig.
Hi.
Liebig, you sound hoarse.
Yes. Why is your voice so raspy?
Liebig holds her throat and shakes her head.
Liebig, what's wrong? Why can't you talk?
Do you have a sore throat?
You don't have laryngitis, do you?
Liebig nods.
You can't have laryngitis. We need your voice for the big concert tomorrow night.
Angus! Shame on you! Liebig isn't just something that we need. She's a person!
And I bet her throat hurts a lot right now.
Liebig nods.
Well, as we said, we know that the Sunshine Singers are in the practice room, and as always, they know the importance of practicing. They need to use this time. They need to perform well, so practice is important.
It is very important. It's not easy, again, to get six people, though, in the practice room at the same time, and everyone has different schedules, mm-hmm. and you have to plan for this, and sometimes some people are late, and I think Liebig is late, and we don't know why yet.
That's right. But Angus is ready to get started. He wants to get things moving. He wants to start the rehearsal. But we do see that Liebig is not present at the time, so everybody wants to know where she is.
Okay, so where is Liebig? And we find out that she's 15 minutes late. And so people are starting to get concerned. And now we find out then Andrea sees Liebig walk in, and she says, oh, here she is now. So after 15 minutes, Liebig walks in to practice.
And she only says one word, a simple word, hi. But the way she says it, they know immediately that something is wrong. Because the way she said it, the sound of her voice was not right.
Okay, in line 9, Andrea says, Liebig, you sound hoarse. Now, that's a funny word because it sounds a lot like the word we use for the animal. You sound hoarse. But notice that it's spelled just a little differently, H-O-A-R-S-E. And that's an adjective to describe the way your voice sounds at certain times when it sounds rough or scratchy.
Right. We sometimes call it rough or scratchy. It's not very clear or smooth or pleasant to listen to. Often we have a hoarse voice after we've yelled at a game or we've been screaming a lot or maybe as a result of a cold or a sickness.
Okay. Your voice would be low. It's not very smooth. And as you said, Vicki, sometimes it's not pleasant to listen to. And I think it's because the vocal cords in your neck, they're not warmed up and they're not stretched enough. So a strange sound comes out of your mouth.
Okay, so according to Andrea, Liebig's voice sounds hoarse, but Angus calls it raspy. So he says, why is your voice so raspy? And actually, these two words mean basically the same thing.
They do, and raspy also brings that meaning that it's irritating or sometimes grating. It's very difficult to listen to. Let's look at the word skit today and see how they use the word raspy.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bob.
What did you say?
I said good morning.
Your voice is raspy. Sounds deep and rough.
Yeah, my voice is raspy today.
Well, I have something to help you.
You do?
Yes, this is my grandfather's secret throat medicine.
Oh, will it help my raspy throat?
Of course it will. I use it every day, Bill, and my voice is strong and clear.
Oh, great. I'll try some.
Just don't drink it all.
Oh, hey. Hey, my voice, it's better. I can speak clearly. Thanks, Bob. My voice isn't raspy anymore.
You're welcome. Now my voice is raspy.
You better drink some of your grandfather's special medicine.
Okay, well, sometimes we need special medicine when our voice is hoarse or we have a raspy voice. And we know that Liebig does, but she doesn't really know why. So when they ask her, she doesn't know how to respond. She holds her throat with her other hand or with her hand and shakes her head, indicating or showing that she's not sure why she's so hoarse.
Okay, she has a sore throat. That's why it's difficult for her to speak, so she doesn't want to speak. We see that she shakes her head. We'll be seeing this a few times. When you shake your head, you're moving your head from side to side like this, indicating no. Later on, we will see the word nod, N-O-D, and when Liebig nods, that's this motion, which means yes.
And this motion means up and down, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when you nod, you go up and down with your head, but when you shake your head, it goes from side to side. Well, we find out here she's shaking her head because she doesn't know the answer. And we know that the others in the group want to see if they can help her out, don't they?
Right. Well, Andrea wonders if Liebig has laryngitis. That's a big word, but it simply means the condition of your throat when your voice box is constricted or it's tight and it hurts so much to talk, you can't even produce a sound with your voice.
Well, several of them have asked her questions and they want to know answers, whether her throat is sore and everything. And now Andrea does want to know about whether she has laryngitis. And often when you do have this, you cannot talk, you cannot speak.
Right. Angus doesn't want to hear this news. He says, you can't have laryngitis. He really wants to perform well at the concert tomorrow night. And without Liebig there, it won't be the same. Because Liebig's voice, remember, is very strong, very powerful. And I think it will be obvious if she's not singing.
But notice how he says that we need your voice. Not that we need you, but we need your voice. And this irritates Christina a little bit. She thinks that Angus is insensitive.
She's thinking Angus is thinking that all he cares about is Liebig's voice and not Liebig as a person. So she says, shame on you, Angus.
She says, shame on you. Liebig isn't a something that we need. She's a person. And I think that's a very important point in this lesson. She's a person of value.
Okay, at the top of the next column, we find out that Andrea says, and I bet her throat hurts a lot right now, too. So they want to help Liebig. They try to find out, or they're thinking of ways in which they can help Liebig get her voice back.
That's right. Well, we're going to play this conversation for you again and then visit the chat room. Don't go away.
Keeping it real. At the Sunshine Singers practice space.
Excuse me, everyone. Shall we get started? We have a lot to do.
We can't start, Angus. Liebig isn't here yet.
Does anyone know where Liebig is?
She's already 50 minutes late.
Here she is now.
Liebeck enters.
Hi, Liebeck.
Hi.
Liebeck, you sound hoarse.
Yes. Why is your voice so raspy?
Liebeck holds her throat and shakes her head.
Liebeck, what's wrong? Why can't you talk?
Do you have a sore throat?
You don't have laryngitis, do you?
Liebeck nods.
You can't have laryngitis. We need your voice for the big concert tomorrow night.
Angus! Shame on you! Liebeck isn't just something that we need. She's a person!
And I bet her throat hurts a lot right now.
Liebeck nods.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. We have a new lesson today about the Sunshine Singers. The lesson starts with the Sunshine Singers getting ready for practice.
Angus says, shall we get started? Hey, why doesn't he say, shall we start? Is there a difference between shall we get started and shall we start?
Not really. That's why we see Jason reply, we can't start, which is the same as we can't get started. Both start and get started mean to begin. The only difference is that get started is more informal.
So it's like saying let's get going instead of let's go?
Yes, although let's get going often means telling someone to hurry up. If you are late for something, you can get going or hurry. But let's go simply means let's leave.
开始是 start, 但是讲得更口语一点可以用 get started, 就像课文中 Angus 讲的 shall we get started, 其实就是 shall we start 的意思。What about the expression get the ball rolling? What does that mean?
Get the ball rolling means to start a task. The expression originated in a sport in which it was important to keep a ball rolling. Another idiom we sometimes hear is get the show on the road.And that also means to begin working.
有另外一个片语 get the ball rolling, 字面上是让球滚动也是开始行动的意思。比如说 we need to get the ball rolling on this project, 我们必须要开始这一项计划。还有一个片语 get going, 就等于 hurry up 的意思。We should get going, 就是我们要赶快动身。What about this other expression? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. What does that mean?
That's also an interesting expression, Ken. The first tough in that sentence means difficult, whereas the second tough refers to people who are tough and capable. So it means difficulties make capable people work better. Let me give you an example. That problem won't stop Peter. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
So Peter is a tough guy and won't be easily defeated by the problem?
That's right.
这句话哈 tough 出现了两次，第一个 tough 是指逆境，第二个 tough 呢是指人，所以 when the going gets tough 当遇到困境的时候 the tough get going 坚强有能力的人就会显示出他们刚强的一面。
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
True or false, screaming can cause laryngitis. True or false, screaming can cause laryngitis. True. If you scream too much, you may lose your voice. If that happens, stop shouting. Be quiet and go see the doctor.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been talking about the Sunshine Singers. We know that Liebeck is sick, and I think they have a concert coming up, so this could be a problem.
It could be a problem. Remember, the Sunshine Singers have two female voices and four male voices, so without Liebeck, again, it will be very obvious that something is missing.
So let's continue with our story and find out what happens. Join us on line three.
Keeping it real.
You're right, Christina. Sorry, Liebeck. I hope you feel better soon.
But it's true. We do need your voice tomorrow. So get well, okay?
Don't answer, Liebeck. Just rest your voice.
Maybe we should try to find some medicine for her. Does anyone know a good remedy for laryngitis?
My mother says pibagao is good for a bad throat.
Just sit down and relax, Liebeck. We'll make you some.
Liebeck shakes her head.
No? Hey, I just remembered. Liebeck hates pibagao.
Liebeck nods her head.
Oh, great. Well, what else can we give her then?
My uncle was an opera singer, and...
Maybe you can tell us about your uncle another time, Rex.
Remember, just before the break, we found out that Angus was quite concerned that they wouldn't have Liebeck's voice in the concert, and Christina was a little upset with him that he was insensitive and didn't care about Liebeck. But actually, this is a problem, and Rex reminds them that this is a big problem if Liebeck isn't there to sing with them.
Right. I think Christina is trying to stick up for Liebeck. I like what she says on line 7. She says, don't answer, Liebeck, just rest your voice. Don't worry about what they're saying. We want your voice to be well. So I think Christina is concerned about the person, and Angus sees that now, too.
Okay. Andrea is also concerned. She wants to get some medicine to help Liebeck out. She says, does anyone know a good remedy for laryngitis? Now, a remedy is a cure of some kind. It can be a medicine of some kind that will cure the problem. So she's thinking that this might be the most important thing that they do right now.
Okay, Liebeck has a problem. How do we fix it? How do we get her throat to feeling well enough where she can sing at the concert? She's looking for a remedy.
And a remedy, as we said, it can be a medicine. It can be any kind of treatment that solves a medical problem. Well, Angus has the answer. His mother always gave him what?
His mother always gave him pibagao, which is good for a bad throat. And Rex says, well, just sit down and relax, Liebeck, and he'll make her some. Mm-hmm. Now, Vicki, what does that mean when you make someone pibagao?
Well, basically, he's just going to fix it for her, just like you would fix a cup of tea. I'll make you a cup of tea. He's just going to put some hot water in with this and provide a drink for her.
Okay, of course, we all know pibagao is like cough syrup, and it comes in different forms, I think, but I think you put it's like candy or syrup, and you mix it with hot water, and you drink that, and it's supposed to make your throat feel better.
But I don't think Liebeck likes the idea, because we see here that she's shaking her head. She's not nodding her head this time, but she's shaking it, which means no.
Okay. Liebeck doesn't like the taste, maybe. In fact, it says Liebeck hates pibagao for whatever reason, so she does not want to drink that. And so they need to find a different solution, maybe a different remedy for Liebeck's throat.
And I think Christina is a little frustrated. Well, if she doesn't like that, what are they going to do? They need to find some kind of remedy. And then Rex comes up with another idea.
Rex, he's always got some good ideas. He says, my uncle was an opera singer, and, well, Angus cuts him off because Angus doesn't really know where this is going. What is Rex talking about? Why is he talking about his uncle at a time like this? So he cuts him off and he says, maybe we can hear about your uncle some other time, Rex.
Exactly, because I think Angus thinks that Rex is going to be talking about something that's not related to this situation. And what they're really looking for right now is that cure. They want Liebeck to be ready for that concert, and they want her to be feeling well. So what does his uncle have to do with all of this? Notice we have this word opera.
Okay, in line 19, the word opera. We have seen this word before, and it's a production. When people sing, it's like a drama, but instead of speaking the words, all of the words are sung.
That's right. In opera, music is the most dominant thing. It's the thing that really is the focus of the drama.
Well, Vicki, an opera is different from a musical, isn't it? An opera is where all of the words are sung, whereas in a musical, some words are sung. You hear some songs, but there's also some dialogue in the production as well.
That's right. Well, students, it's time for us to take a look at this conversation again now and then review our lesson. Stay with us.
K Keeping it real.
You're right, Christina. Sorry, Liebeck. I hope you feel better soon.
But it's true. We do need your voice tomorrow. So get well, okay?
Don't answer, Liebeck. Just rest your voice.
Maybe we should try to find some medicine for her. Does anyone know a good remedy for laryngitis?
My mother says pibagao is good for a bad throat.
Just sit down and relax, Liebeck. We'll make you some.
Liebeck shakes her head.
No? Hey, I just remembered. Liebeck hates pibagao.
Liebeck nods her head.
Oh, great. Well, what else can we give her then?
My uncle was an opera singer, and...
Maybe you can tell us about your uncle another time, Rex.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 horse 这个形容词，它的发音和马 horse H-O-R-S-E 这个字是一样的。horse 在这里是指声音沙哑的或者是刺耳的，例如 Stop screaming, you'll make yourself hoarse. 不要一直尖叫，你会把声音弄哑。或者是 He sounded a little hoarse after the speech. 他在演讲之后听起来声音有一点沙哑。接下来我们看的是 laryngitis 这个名词，注意它的 Y 在这里是发短音的 I 的音，而且重音是在 GI 这个音节，念成 laryngitis。它是从 larynx, L-A-R-Y-N-X, 咽喉这个名词衍生出来的。Laryngitis 是指咽喉炎，是一个不可数名词。我们来看一个例句。He lost his voice because he got laryngitis. 他因为得了咽喉炎，所以没有声音。继续我们看的是 remedy 这个名词。M-E-D 这个字根有治疗的意思，所以 remedy 是指治疗方式或者是药物。例如 ,chicken soup is a well-known remedy for the common cold. 鸡汤是众所皆知治疗一般感冒的药方。remedy 也指补救的方式。例如 ,the best remedy for a broken heart is hard work. 努力工作是治疗失恋的最佳方式。Well, that's all for today's language tips. Let's move on to the word bank.
Horse. Dennis's voice was hoarse after he shouted so much. Raspy. My voice is raspy because I have a cold. Laryngitis. The boss can't talk today. He has laryngitis. Remedy. My grandmother's remedy for a headache is a cup of hot milk. Opera. In an opera,All the words are sung, not spoken.
You know, Vicky, I think a lot of people don't realize that when people sing, their voice is actually their instrument, and they need to take care of it, just like an instrumentalist would take care of their instrument, like a violin or a guitar. If there's damage to the instrument, then they can't perform, and the same is true.With a vocalist.
Okay, so we know this concert is coming up. This could be a big problem. They are facing a dilemma. So what will they do? I hope that you will join us students next time as we continue with Keeping It Real, and we'll find out.
Okay, everybody. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.